DRA stands for differential reinforcement of alternative behavior. Now, you'll see in the coming weeks that we're going to cover all the different kinds of differential reinforcement. Anytime somebody says differential, I feel like we're talking about cars, right? Isn't there like a differential in a car? And I'll tell you quite honestly, my brain goes, you know, completely numb, and I can see like Z's. And because I don't care, right? Differential is not something, right? It's not something that we want to get excited about. But when we're talking about being able to change challenging behavior, and if somebody said, hey, I've got a tool belt here for you, and I'm going to give you a bunch of different tools that will help you to morph challenging behavior into something more productive, you'd go, hey, you might have my attention now. If it's possible for me to do this, I definitely would be interested in this. Okay, so this is what we're talking about. DRA, differential reinforcement of alternative behavior, and here's our actual definition. A procedure for decreasing problem behavior in which reinforcement is delivered for a behavior that serves as a desired alternative to the behavior targeted for reduction and withheld following instances of problem behavior. Now that comes to us directly from Cooper, Heron, and Hayward, the 2007 edition. Now I don't know about you, I understand all of those words individually. I understand the word procedure, I understand the word decreasing, I understand the word problem behavior. I even understand some of these words grouped together, but once you put them all together, I go, I'm so sorry, what did you just say? I'm gonna read it for you again. A procedure for decreasing problem behavior in which reinforcement is delivered for a behavior that serves as a desirable alternative to the targeted behavior for reduction and withheld following instances of problem behavior. I get almost there, and then it's like I go off a cliff and I don't get it. So if you're with me, let's take this to our working definition, okay? So this, our working definition for DRA, it's still differential reinforcement of alternative behavior. It's a type of intervention used to reduce challenging behavior. Okay, I get that. A more appropriate behavior is identified. Reinforcement is given when the more appropriate behavior is used or observed. Functional communication training is one type of DRA intervention. Okay. So if we go back to basics, which is that all behavior is some form of communication. So yesterday we had a question of somebody saying that their grandson likes to throw his cup of juice. And what we know from being around here and talking about this is that every behavior, it's communication, and there is a function for every behavior. Now, if I don't have communication skills, proper communication skills, because I am too young and I have not developed them and I have not gleaned them as I got older, then I will use what's at my disposal. So I might pick up a cup and throw it because I'm just going to try things and see what kind of response I get. And at some point I threw a cup and somebody, you know, brought the cup over to me and I got something. It may be that I got their attention. It may be that I got them to stop asking me to eat peas. It may be that I got my mother to come back into the room because my babysitter was here and I don't want to deal with my babysitter. It may be that I like the sound that it makes, right? It may be that somebody put juice in my cup when I threw it, but I got something for it. And in my head, I think to myself, okay, when I want that thing, whatever X is, it's like algebra, right? We're solving for X. We don't know what X is yet, but whatever, I know what X is, and I wanted it, I threw the cup, and I got it. So that's gonna be my go-to now. I am going to use that as my communication. To me, that is the same thing as telling you, I would like your attention, or I want the juice, or whatever. So we have to figure out what the X is. That's the function of the behavior. What's the paycheck the person gets for doing that? And now what we're going to do is we're going to teach them something that's more appropriate. And this is the really most important part of this, is that we can't expect that they're just going to you know, someday miraculously the autism fairy is going to come in and bonk them and they're going to go, hey, can I have more juice? Or I really need your attention, right? That's not going to happen. We have to take it upon ourselves. We find the function and then we teach a more appropriate behavior, okay? Now we know what the more appropriate behavior is that we want to see. And then when we do DRA, we are going to reinforce that. So anytime we see that, we're going to make sure that we reinforce that. It sounds kind of like, duh, right? But the truth of the matter is, and you're going to see this in the coming weeks, that as we look at the different types of DRA, differential reinforcement, there's DRI, there's DRO, there's all these different types, we get really specific so that we don't muddy things up. So if we know we're doing DRA, it means that we're going to find an appropriate behavior to get the thing that the function met, and we're going to reinforce that, and we're very specific about it. So, for instance, if you watch the A Word, there's a really lovely series in the A Word where they begin to teach Jack Riley how to appropriately get someone's attention. And that's a really important lesson that everybody needs to learn. They also teach him waiting, they teach him a whole bunch of other things. But they decide, they talk to the parents and they say, what do you want? And there are many different ways to appropriately get somebody's attention, right? But they make a decision as a team and as a family that's part of the team that what they want is for him to tap somebody on the shoulder and perhaps and or say, excuse me. And so they have to first teach that to Jack Riley. And then they go through a period of time where they'll prompt it and the therapist points to her shoulder and Jack Riley comes over and says, excuse me. And then they get to the point where they fade the prompt so that he's able to do this. And then they teach other ways of appropriately. But here's part of it too, is that when you're doing DRA, you're focusing on exactly that, the differential reinforcement of that alternative behavior, which means, and this is the important part for teachers and parents, that we don't womp up, womp up, womp, womp, womp. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do it. We think that if we verbally hound them, I know that's what I do. I go, now remember, we talked about this and womp, 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 womp. Right? That isn't what gets it done, folks. What we focus on purely is the differential reinforcement of that alternative behavior, which means we are going to give that reward meaningful reinforcement for them having done whatever that targeted behavior is, which is the appropriate. And listen, sometimes you have to work your way up to the actual appropriate behavior, but we're finding a more appropriate behavior. I think about like when biting, we've talked before so many times about biting that sometimes we have to have kids chew on a necklace or something else as opposed to chewing on themselves or their neighbor or, you know, whatever. Now we hope that by the time they're graduated high school and going out into the world that they don't have to have a necklace to chew on, but it is a more appropriate behavior than chewing on themselves or wood or their next door neighbor in the desk next to them. So DRA, we want to thank DJ for forcing me to do this jargon, but it's going to be good. And so next week we'll visit DRO. Oh, it's going to be good.